smaller stone that you put in the...
Quit rock. Quit rock.
Exactly, right. Sometimes people call it wet stone.
Quit stone, I'll quit rock.
And you referred, you were driving your car, but did you ever refer to it, say, 20, 30 years ago, a different way?
Automobile, we never, always spoke.
Ever say that she drives her own machine?
Well, that wasn't customary around here. Now, when those electric machines came out, that was used a good deal. But we never did have those here. I guess my husband drove the first car that was ever in Iuka. Mr. Brinkley owned it. His uncle, I mean his brother-in-law. And I was just thinking about that the other day, about the speed limit. He took my aunt and her little boy, baby about 6 months old, in it, and another friend with a little boy. And we didn't have but about 4 miles that you could drive toward the cemetery. And Mr. Little took my aunt and this lady in the car, and he told me he was going to take them for a drive. And got up to 30 miles an hour. And Miss Payton said, "Well, now, Henry, if you don't stop, I'm not going to kill this child. I'll never get in another automobile."
That was the automobile.
That was the first one in Iuka. A big old Chalmers car.
Chalmers. And you say it didn't have electric?
There was an electric one here. Mr. Brinkley owned one in Tuscumbia that used to come here, but never was owned in Iuka.
When something is squeaking in your car, they say you have to take it to the filling station and get it
adjusted.
All right, or suppose he just uses a gun and goes this way to the joints, or...
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, what do you mean if you lubricate?
Well, they do. That is, lubricated is right, but I just never heard that.
Suppose you would say lubricate the garage.
Oil the joints.
Yes, and he would very likely say, "Okay, I'll what for you?" He said, "Well, you lubricate the car," and he'll say, "Okay, I'll grease it."
Oh yeah, I guess that's right too.
And how would you say then? If you would not say oil, you say. Or suppose his hands
greasy. Greasy.
Okay, not oily.
No, greasy. I never did fool with the car much. Mr. Little was the one that did all that for us.
Better to...
I turn it over to the garage people now.
Forget it. And you do... You may need to think... Well, the garage man does two things. He gets the squeaks out, but he also changes the what?
Tires.
All right. I'm interested in the difference between grease and oil. Would you?
Lubricate.
Yes. And you make a distinction between those two words, grease and oil?
Well, I just always ask him if the oil needs changing.
Mm-hmm. And he tells you when the car needs?
Greasing.
I see. Okay. And I asked you this the other day, and you, what you used to burn in lamps?
Oil, kerosene, coal oil.
When you were young.
Coal oil, yes. I still have one.
Do you?
Well, lights go out once in a while.